It's fine.
What's fine? You're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, I am.
This is not OnlyFans. This is not OnlyFans.
Hey, some people might be very attracted to this bald head.
I don't think anyone is attracted to that bald head who's watching right now.
Well, I don't know. I'll have my watch wife watch it later, and, you know, she finds me attractive. So,
one person. Only one person.
Yeah, that's porn for
her. Welcome back, everybody. Hi. We are Soul of a Gamer podcast. I am Scott.
And I am me.
And he is him.
Steve.
Him me.
Mickey.
Him me.
Him me.
And every week we play a game, we tell you about it, and, you know, all the bullshit that we say. But this week we're not doing that. We're actually doing something a little different. The holidays kind of fucked me over a lot, so I am behind on what we need to do.
I mean, I'm so mad at him. He wanted to spend time with his family, and I was like,
"Well, no, I didn't. I didn't want to do that." Actually, Lana wanted to do that. That's the difference. I did not. I did not want to do that. I wanted to stay at home and do nothing.
He wanted to keep his wife happy, and I was like, "I get that. So let's do something different."
So that's where we're at today. So we're actually just going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about our worst moments in video games. And what we mean by that are moments that completely fucking infuriate us, which there are many. There are fucking many. And then the things that got us started playing games, or at least turned us on to games in a very positive way.
The thing that turned us on in gaming? Ooh, that's going to be a fun list.
Because I'll give examples as we go in, but I played games before and I didn't, like, that didn't push me over the edge of how much I loved gaming.
True. No, that's very true.
So the ones that games specifically that are,
like, the ones that, like, really, like, intrigued you, or the ones that you stick with you, the ones you always, like, tell people about.
For sure. All right. Well, let's just, I guess, just start it here. I'm going to tell you about something that really fucking infuriated me.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. So picture this. You're six hours in a boss fight. No. 6 hours in a boss fight.
Okay.
You've been trying it over and over and over, and it never fucking ended. And you keep fucking dying. And at this point, you're smashing your fucking controller on the ground and punching holes in your walls because you're so pissed off.
And over.
And over. And it's like, it was such a fucking infuriating experience. I was playing Dragon Age 2.
Okay.
And in Dragon Age, one thing that is very common in this game is it's not really about the singular person. It's about the team you build around.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense.
You have a squad of four things, and they even have a mechanic in the game where you can pause combat to look at each member of your squad to have them do a different thing.
Oh, yeah. Final Fantasy Rebirth had the same thing.
Yeah, but only this was way before Rebirth, I want to say.
Yeah,
2007.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I don't remember when I think it was like 2009 or 10, probably.
Okay.
And that's kind of what they sell you on. Like, you have to fucking build around a team.
Yeah.
So when you play as a rogue, like, you are a glass cannon. You're doing a shit ton of damage, but one fucking hit and you're just dead.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
so
always one fucking hit?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you have armor, but the armor doesn't really affect you that much. And I think it's, like, about skill building, too. When I was building my rogue, I specifically built for damage, but I didn't build for, like, being able to equip the bottom tier armor, and maybe that was my problem.
Okay.
But I'm playing this game. It's all about teamwork. It's all about team play. I'm not building any specific character to ever be on their own because at this point, there has been no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the best ending for this particular thing and to not have someone in your team, like in your party, turn against you.
Yeah.
You have to fight the biggest, baddest dude in the game, the hardest boss fight in the game, single-handedly. And if you choose not to fight him single-handedly, the guy who's been on your team, who you've got, like, no matter how much approval he has, he's been with you from the beginning, he tries to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a part of this, like, culture. It's called the Kunari. Yeah. Like,
okay.
they're just this race of beings that are really into, like, fighting, and they hate other things, and they've been trying to take over the city that you're in forever, and now they're doing it. Now you fight the big bad. And this guy, the fucking crazy part is you only get a couple moments of save in this game, and it's during non-combat times. So yeah. You cannot save during combat.
Oh, and that's fucking sus.
Yeah. So one of the things you can do, though, is you could try to disengage from combat in the second one.
Oh, okay.
By running around, and then you could save while running around.
Interesting.
So I'm stuck in this tiny... Yeah, pretty save. Much. I'm stuck in this tiny circle. I'm fighting this fucking guy. It's been hours. Like I said, I'm not exaggerating. 6 hours of me fucking fighting him, losing, fighting him, losing, fighting him, losing. It's a long fucking time, and it's just because I'm a rogue, so I do a shit ton of damage on my first hit, but then after that, I take one fucking hit, and I'm already down to, like, no health, and I wasn't prepared for this fight, so I didn't bring a bunch of health potions, so, like, there was no saving this fight.
You're not prepared for a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I was trying to figure out, okay, what's the best way to do this so my guy doesn't fucking turn on me, and you have to fight him single-handedly. So, so I lose, like, all these times, and after... 5.5 hours, I finally am like, okay, we're going to try it this way. And I start like doing this thing where I hit, one basic hit, no abilities. Cause when you ability, you have a moment of pause, and that in that moment of pause, they can hit you.
Oh shit. Okay.
So I do one basic hit and then I run.
Yeah.
And then I disengage, and then I do one basic hit and then I run.
Oh geez.
And then I do one basic hit
just
and then I run.
Him.
Yep. I think
don't
I did that for 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, the bear.
Well, 45 damn. Minutes to an hour of doing that, and I think I was saving in between. I don't remember exactly, but I know it was fucked up and to the point where when I went back, and no, I don't think I was because we'll get to that when I get to the end. So I don't think I was saving in between is the point. I did this 45 minutes to an hour. I finally fucking beat him.
Okay.
6 hours of frustration, of me getting mad, of me just like completely destroyed. I beat this bad guy. And it goes into a forced cutscene, and I'm like, okay, yeah, finally, I fucking did it. I fucking did it. I'm the greatest. I fucking did it. And I was just so happy. And it goes into this forced cutscene, and then there's like a time skip in the game.
Okay.
And it goes into the forced cutscene, goes into the time skip, and you're stuck into dialogue, so you can't save. There's no auto-saving in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then my game crashes.
Oh.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. Yep.
You were
yep.
super happy about that.
I oh my god!
So
I was
sure.
So I put the game down for 2 months.
Oh yeah,
I was
get
fucking
that.
Livid. I was so mad. And then after those 2 months were done, I went back to beat him again. But this time, I just changed it to very easy, the difficulty level.
Fair.
And I beat him in like Fair. 2 seconds.
Fair. I do the same
and
thing.
I was like,
sometimes.
You know what? I did it. I fucking did it already. I beat him on normal. It was fine. I know I did it. And
yep.
this game is bullshit. And that's not my fucking fault.
I was like, I don't give a fuck at this point. I just want to move past this and move on.
Yeah, that was like
kind of. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, hold on. That was the big frustrating thing about old Xbox games. Like,
yes.
And that's not even old. It's the 360 game. It's just the crashing of the Xbox games is fucking intense in like Xbox 360 to Xbox One X.
Anytime a game crashes any console, it's just the worst feeling, especially
yep.
if you haven't saved in a long time, especially
yep.
in big RPG games. Like, big RPG games, a lot of times you get so sucked into the game that you forget
yep.
to save, and you're like, I haven't saved in an hour.
Yep.
Shoot!
And an hour doesn't sound like a lot, but an hour is a lot in a fucking game, guys.
Especially with a lot of things that come up to chance. So,
yep.
like, you might not even experience the same things you did experience doing the things, or you might
mm-hmm.
not win a certain mm-hmm. outcome the same way. Like, it
yeah.
could be so different.
It's yeah. just insane. It is fucking crazy.
I had a recent kind of frustration that made me quit a game. I've been hearing nonstop ever since I got into, like, a lot of the Souls-like, that Hollow Knight is one of the best Souls-like games out there, but it's also kind of a action platformer, almost like a, oh, what was that little fox game, the Ori and the Blind Forest or whatever?
Yeah.
Kind of like that mixed with the Souls-like. And it was like so cool to start. I was kind of having fun. Actually, I had watched Jin play it first even. So I was like, okay, like I should be able to get through this. No offense to my wife, but I am typically better at video games than her. So I'm like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. But it
Except
is a platform.
For one thing. Yep. For fucking platform.
So,
your weakest, lowest point.
Yes. You mix a difficult game with a platformer and I am fucking livid a
You're
lot
jumping
of
on
the
fucking...
fucking time, man. I was so mad because I could do the boss fights. The boss
yeah.
fights, I was actually blazing through. Jen was kind of mad at a couple times. I'm like, I beat it in 2 tries. She's like, fuck you.
Well, because are there platforming mechanics in the boss fights?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay. But not all the time.
Not all the time. Oh, God. But
there was
that
section got bad?
No, not okay. Even that. This is the thing that's the most annoying part of it, okay? It wasn't any of the boss fights. I was doing fine. I don't think there was a single boss that took more than 5 tries on from the beginning of the game. I was making it partly through. I'm probably like 20-25% through, I'm guessing. And I'm sitting there, and there's this fucking section of this map, and there's all these spikes on the ground that you instant die on. And then all of a sudden, there's this like armored roly-poly kind of armored dudes that have these metal shells. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to jump and attack the shells and bounce off. I realized I could do that. Just trying to like jump on them. I realized I couldn't jump on them. Yeah, I would still take damage and I'd fall into the spikes. But then I realized I could attack them and I kind of just bounce off of them like a little jump. But they keep moving. So I'm like, oh, I have to keep jumping on this fucker's head all the way across. And so I do this. I get stuck in this fucking section because, you know, I suck at timing and platforming for like 30 minutes. And then I finally pass it and I'm like, yes, cool. Then I get to the next little section, like, because it's a like 2D scrolling map. So I should go to the next section and it opens up. And now there's a section where there's a guy walking this way, but then a guy walking this way. So I have to transfer guys in the middle and keep going. Fuck this section so hard. I think I did this for like 40 minutes. I could not get this. I was screaming. I was pounding the table. Jen was like almost worried for me. Like, are you
Jen's
okay?
Like, baby,
like, no,
calm down.
This is so fucking simple, but I can't fucking get it. And it pisses me off so much.
I just see you
much.
crying while you're doing it.
I never
it.
Did cry.
I think we all would. I think something gets so upsetting that tears are in our eyes and we're like, I'm crying.
God, I was getting to that moment. And then I got to a point where I just said, fuck this game. I actually uninstalled it. Was like, I'm not doing this fucking shit. I hate
you fucking
this fucking shit so
like,
much.
Like the, what did you do? Didn't you do that with Halo?
With Halo 5?
Halo 5.
Yeah, you bought it and just uninstalled it and you're like,
took it
game.
Back to the store immediately.
I got in the paper because I pre-ordered it 2 years in advance because of how excited I was for this game. And then 2 hours into playing it, I fucking uninstalled it, took it back to the store, got my money back, and got a few other games.
Nice.
But yeah, no. And then here's the little kicker, the icing on the cake for this story, because I'm so pissed off by this. I saw a fucking TikTok video yesterday. This guy, you can fucking just attack the spikes. You don't have to fucking be on the people. You can just attack the spikes and it does the same thing. So I didn't have to be steadying on the people and be perfectly platforming in a certain position. I could have just been attacking the ground all the way over. It could have been the simplest fucking thing, but the game never explained that you could do that. Never figured it out.
Steven, are you complaining about a no tutorial?
Steven
was very anti-tutorial with our original podcast on a game called Senua's Sacrifice, the first one.
There's certain games that I think it
there
works
are certain
with.
You're right.
Like
I
think
so.
I
think
it works with.
Yeah.
Because she's mentally fucked herself.
I think
and that's
there's
kind
certain
of the
games
of the
that you can, but there are other games you have to be fucking
so
giving some
many
hints
of them.
Out.
We were even talking about that in Indiana Jones, how we just wish we knew a couple of the extra things that you could do.
Yeah. Yep. And in that, that's one thing we talk about a lot with games. You know, I think everyone's kind of gone through this thing where we're like, why didn't they explain this? Why didn't they say I could beat this boss this way? Why couldn't they explain that this cheese would work like this if you just do it this way? Like,
yes.
It is really annoying. Like, it's one of the most annoying things in the fucking world.
Oh, yes. And I mean, on top of that, not always being able to manual save.
Yeah.
I need that in every game.
I was actually going to bring that up kind of. I was going to bring it up in a different way. Hey, so playing older games, you know, you've been there. They have save points.
Yes.
Where you can
or
only
like save sections.
Yeah. So you have to get through like Like, let's say you have to go to work in 2 hours and you're like, okay, yes, I'm sure I'll get to a save section in 2 hours, and you never fucking do. And then you're just like, well, I guess I'm leaving this on all fucking day because I don't want to lose all the 2 hours of progress I made in the game just because the game can't fucking put enough save sections in.
You forgot that you put your Xbox on a sleep setting, so after 2 hours, it turns off.
And it turns
so you get
off.
Back and you lost 2 hours of fucking progress.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been back then.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like, because
I actually used to
like,
keep sleep timers on things like
a
lot.
Really? I didn't do that because I knew about the save section bullshit that the fucking games had.
I lived a lot of times with a lot of people that were like so power, like,
oh my God, you're going to cost us so much money leaving the TV on at night.
Really not.
All
it's of
$3 a month, you son of a bitch.
Give you the $3. I don't give a fuck.
So, there's another instance. I feel like all of my gripes are against boss fights.
Oh, I have so many boss fight gripes.
Well, it's like, you think about boss fights, and yes, they're difficult, but sometimes they make them so fucking difficult that the only way to get past them is a cheese.
Yes, 100%.
Or to be like, and especially in dodge mechanic games, and in parry mechanic games, and in games that have fucking both.
And Souls-likes?
Yeah,
they're getting ridiculous lately.
Yeah.
Like,
so in Kingdom Hearts 2.
I've heard of bosses in Kingdom Hearts. Those are bullshit sometimes.
So some of them were. So, and it's funny because once you get used to them, it's not so bad. But this boss I could never get used to. I could never understand the parry. I could never get the dodge just right.
I could never get
like,
the parry either. Fuck
parry
systems.
The parry
systems.
And the dodging.
Fuck
and
parry systems.
Yeah. Yes,
I'll get on that later.
It's so fucking annoying that they have, some games have both, because both is really hard to manage. Because sometimes you're like, okay, why couldn't that dodge do that what that parry did? Why couldn't that parry do what that dodge did? Like,
yes.
How come he can come at me with the spinning blade going straight for me, which I should be able to parry, but instead I have to dodge it? Like,
yes.
It's really confusing sometimes with these games. And in Kingdom Hearts 2, it gets really, really fucking confusing. At least this is in the revamped version where they added a secret boss fight you could do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And with the secret boss fight, you fight this guy that's from another game. And he's really, really, really fucking difficult. Like, he is so literally.
Can you
when
just
you
add
think,
one more really, please?
Steven, no joke. The battlefield you fight on is fucking giant. Okay?
Okay.
He can go from one end of the battlefield to the other in less than a second.
And I'm guessing it takes you forever.
Yeah. And it's like, well, and it's just, he's using the entire battlefield.
Yeah.
And you can do that kind of too, not as fast as he can, but he can literally charge at you less than a second later. You're hit. You're supposed to parry that. You have no time to mentally think to parry that. And you're supposed to dodge this one, but you can't mentally think. And then while you're fighting him, he summons other bad guys to fight you so you could fight. And then he multiplies himself sometimes into 16 different guys.
Yeah.
And the only way to beat him is to keep hitting him. Because as you, with that game, if you keep hitting, it sends them into like a kind of less than a second stagger.
Okay.
But there's these big hits. So I did this forever. I fought this guy. I'd lose. I'd go back. I'd change something about myself. I'd come back. I fight this guy. I lost again. I went and max leveled. I'm level 100. I fight this guy. I lose. I change another thing. I decide to try a different sword. I decide to try a different armor. I decide to try a different ability. I come back. I lose again. I leave. I try 15 other fucking things. I lose each fucking time I do it. And then finally, I'm like, fuck it. I'm looking up a video because I want this fucking achievement. And I'm just, I can't beat this guy. And the video is like, yeah, it's really easy, actually. You equip this one sword, you take all your combo counters off, and you hit him once. And every time you hit him, it staggers him for 3.5 seconds. And then you can keep just fucking hitting him for about 30 seconds, and you'll win the fight.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, this is the most bullshit fucking cheese I have ever seen. Like, literally, so there's combo counters in this. Basically, if you get your combo up, Not like combo, I guess. You have a max combo of 6.
Okay.
So your first 5 hits will all hit normal strikes. So like a stagger of a less than a second.
All right.
Then if they can counter in those normal strikes, they can undo your combo of 6. And on your 6th strike, you get that long stagger, that 3.5 second stagger.
I'll show you a 3.5 second stagger.
No. So on that 3.5 second stagger, you have to add all the combo moves on you. So you start out with 3,
Yeah.
And then you can add the other three on, so you have six. And the idea is at the end, you do a more powerful hit. But in this one, they have negative combo things too. So they actually want you, they devise this on purpose to negatively affect your combos, so your last hit is always your first hit.
Interesting.
And that's how that works. So every time I hit this guy now, he has a 3-second stagger, and he can't do anything. And it gives you enough time to jump and hit him again, and then jump and hit him again. And you keep doing it, and you do this because the sword also has a minus, so you can minus one combo, and then the sword minuses an additional.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and literally, I cannot exaggerate. I tried this so many fucking times, and over a period of like 5 months, because I would get so pissed off because I'm at, you know, I'm level 100. I've done everything else in the game. This is the last thing I need to fucking do, and then I lose, and I'm like, okay, well, let's just put it down for 2 weeks and see if I try again in 2 weeks.
Fair.
Oh, God, it was so infuriating because it's like hours and hours of your fucking time sitting there just getting fucked over.
Fair. I kind of had a similar thing with Elden Ring. I had got Jin into it. We actually both played. I got her to play Dark Souls 3 with me, and when she first tried playing it, she got to the first boss, couldn't get past it, got frustrated and stopped, and I was like, totally understand. It's not for everyone. Figured you might be able to get through it. You've done other Souls-likes.
Like, that first boss up in the clouds that you're supposed to lose to?
No, in Dark Souls 3, it's a Championship Gunder.
Oh, Dark Souls 3. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Elden Ring.
Yeah, yeah, no. Elden Ring, yeah, there's that boss you're supposed to lose to. You can win, but you're supposed
you
to lose
win.
To.
You get like a special spear or something if you beat him.
Yeah,
or,
and you can go back and fight him later anyway, so it doesn't matter. And he's like, once you get to the point where you can fight him later, you go back and you just fucking one-shot him, and you're like, oh,
yeah, I mean,
this is fun.
I heard that if you beat him the first time, though, you get a special weapon, and you can't get that special weapon.
True,
if
you do.
Beat him
you
later.
Do get a special
and
thing.
And getting
yeah.
that right off the bat really, like, bolsters you.
Yeah, it's a pretty good faith weapon, if I remember right.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, so we went through, she ended up playing, trying it again though. We went through all of Dark Souls 3. I kind of helped her with some bosses and stuff and played alongside her. And then we did the same thing with Elden Ring, and we were both getting through it really well. We even got the DLC. We were going through it. We get to the fucking final boss of the game, Promised Consort Radahn. They brought back one of the bosses from the original game, but like ultra buffed him.
Super
and
buff.
Gave him an angel. And fuck this boss fight, dude. I don't want to even fucking... I don't even know how to predict or guess how many hours I put into this fucking boss fight. Like, it's got to be 20 to 30.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's so aggravating. It's so fucking hard. I tried every fucking cheese. I tried every fucking build. I was just... getting demolished every fucking time. The amount of attacks this guy does and how much he can, like... So what he does, just to kind of give you a short description of how ridiculous this fight is, one of the first things he does is it causes an explosion that takes up 75% of the fucking map.
Nice. So you have to be in that 25% that you're not.
Yes. And if you're not, you're pretty much fucked.
Is that random, or do you have a chance to make it there?
You can, but you have to like basically like fully like sprint away and know it's coming. Or the other thing he does is he just jumps and rushes you. It gets to some point in the fight, though, that every move he does gets echoed 7 times. So he'll jump and slash at you, and then you'll see 7 clones of him also slash at you, all one right after another. So like every hit is like 7 hits. So you don't have to dodge one attack. You have to dodge like 7 attacks every time. So you have to roll perfectly, or parry perfectly, or dodge perfectly every fucking time.
Nice.
And even if you bring in extra summons or extra players, if the control player dies, everyone's done. Like, others don't get to keep
Everybody
continuing.
Dies.
So it's so frustrating. Oh, and it's also got a thing that if it grapples you twice, it instant kills you and you just instant lose the match. Because you fall in love with the angel and you devote your soul to the angel and they just get to kill you.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah,
thanks,
you know, just
Dark Souls.
Fun instant kill bullshit.
That was Dark Souls 3, right? Not Elden Ring?
Oh, this is Elden Ring now.
Okay, this is Elden Ring. Okay.
This is Elden Ring in the DLC Elden Ring. This is the most bullshit boss of all of From Software. Like, fuck From Software for this boss.
Yeah,
I could not defeat it alone. The only way I ended up defeating this was I found a way to, like, make myself so fucking tanky that I could just sit there and just take no damage.
Nice.
And just take all of the hits, just completely blocking it with two shields. And getting my AC and all this support magic and everything to make me just main character mode. And I laughed so hard at this because I was I did this in my game, and I actually had someone, I summoned one other person who was doing blood magic who caused all these bleeding effects to him. Mm-hmm. So all I had to do was sit and tank them, and he was range making him bleed. And we just whittled his health down until he died. It probably took like 40, 45 minutes, but we got it.
That sucked.
It was brutal, but I was like, fuck it, I got it. I beat every boss in this fucking game. I beat every boss in the game and the DLC, and that's the reason I wanted to so bad, is because he was the last thing I had to do to beat every single thing in the game.
That's the worst. Yeah, that's the worst part. You know, we have both experienced that, but man, it sucks when the last thing you have to do is so fucking hard.
It's so fucking stupid. And then I was trying so hard to help Jin do it, and I was doing the same build and same strategies even, and we cannot get it to work. And we both just got to a point where, like, I don't think we can get it again. I don't think we're going to get lucky again. Like, it's just
done. Is she doing the blood magic thing?
She was doing the blood magic thing, and I was doing the full
tank
build.
So when you say you summoned someone, was it a real player or like an extra hand that
you get? So you can summon a mimic summon, which is a copy of you. You can summon other creatures and other hunters and stuff that you found, like with ashes. Or you can summon another online player.
So which one did you do the first time you beat it?
So the first time I beat it, I summoned another online player.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's what I did.
I was going to say, maybe
also, every time you summon someone, it increases the difficulty.
I was going to say, maybe it increased the difficulty if you summoned.
And it exponentially increases. So the more things you have, you can only have up to four.
Yeah.
But the more things you have, and if you summon an online player, you can't summon your own summons.
Weird.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of.
So basically, you have to go in with that online player, and that's what you get.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, so like the summoning, you put down a little sign on the ground, and then someone has to act like just go to that sign and then say, like, summon you to my world. But unless you put a password on it, anyone can just pick it up. So at one point, I did get it grouped with these three Australian dudes,
mm-hmm.
or at least their names were all Aussie. Like this guy was named, his name was Thick Aussie.
Because he
and I ended up joining his crew, and I was doing my tank build, so I just went up and I just like sat there and took no damage while they were all damaging it, and the main character ended up getting killed by one of the seven hit things,
of course.
And then he ended up messaging me. He's like, hey, join us. And I was like, I'm actually trying to help my wife right now, sorry man. He's like, damn, I wanted to make a video of you going all main character.
Super main character.
And I was like, family bear. But yeah, I just thought that was like so fun.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a much better boss fight because you were so into it. I feel like my boss fight, I was just so fucking pissed because it was DLC shit too.
Well, like, and I get into it, but I get so fucking angry though too, because this boss fight is just such bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can be fighting him for like 30 minutes doing it perfectly, but you make one mistake and it's just game over. And that's why, like, sometimes those games are so frustrating, and I understand why a lot of people can't play a lot of Souls likes because they are just such bullshit sometimes. Like, they are a lot to get through. You do have to be able to take a loss, like a champion.
Yeah,
to
you
be
have
able to
be
these
a
games.
Super masochist, I feel like, for
yes,
some of those
you
games.
Do. You have to be willing to just brute strength through every one of your problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it makes it tough, but it's still fun. Right?
Yep.
So there's not a lot of moments in games where I get extremely mad, so I think that's all that we'll talk about time, probably.
Yeah.
So why don't we jump into our next little thing here, and we talk about what games made us want to play? What games made you want to play? I guess make it more... I don't want to put this. So yes, play on, but also, you know, really sold you, right?
Yeah.
It sold you so much, you're willing to fucking do a podcast on it, so...
I mean, one of the first games that made me really love gaming was Banjo-Kazooie.
You're
and
just
I know
such
that's...
a piece of shit. You're just such a piece of fucking shit, dude. You picked the fucking worst game anyone's ever fucking played in that bullshit boss fight.
No, it's not the worst.
You know
I
what?
The ending is so bad.
Hold on. I have to add one more fucking infuriating thing that happened to me. I was playing Banjo fucking Kazooie. And I fucking hated this game. He wanted to do it as one of our first fucking episodes. And I'm like, okay, well, we could do this. And it was fine for the most part. But then you get to this ending that's literally just you're on a game board and you're going through the game board and fighting
solving
old bosses.
Quizzes and riddles of things.
Yeah, and
you
like
don't
solving quizzes. Like, how many sisters do I have? And I'm like, I don't fucking know how many sisters you have.
Why would I remember that? Why would I think that I would need to remember that in this platform where you bitch?
Oh my, yeah, it was so fucking. And then I was like, guys, I did this for like 3-4 hours and I was just fucking, by the end of it, I'm like, I hate this fucking game. I hope it fucking just burns in a fucking pile of its own fucking ashes. Fuck you, Banjo-Kazooie. Fuck you,
I love
Rare,
how much
for making it.
He hated me for making a play it, but
oh my God.
He does typically, and when we talk about good level design in these, bring up the tree level. So there is
some shine to the game. Honestly, the whole game is fine up until the ending.
It really is. And honestly,
really
I don't play the
ending
most
over.
Of the time.
It's
really
like the
don't.
It's Spyro ending, you know, where you're fucking just running on that trail, trying to fucking hit that guy. It's just so fucking boring. And it's so stupid, and there's so much room for mistake. It's so dumb.
Yes, and that's why a lot of those games I don't play till the ending. I just play like and enjoy the levels, and then I'll just start back over every once in a while. Like a lot of times, I like play up to the ending, and then stop. Like, cause the ending's so bad. Like, but I enjoy the other parts of it so
that's
much.
True.
And it was the first
like
game
I
ever beat. Like, I never
such,
like
it is
even
a
thought
good
about
game.
Trying.
Like, guys, you should see the tree level in it. It is so fucking beautiful. I don't know who made that, but that guy should have made the whole fucking game.
I would agree. That was such a good...
Man,
but
I love
like
a lot of the levels of it, honestly.
A lot of them
like,
are cool. Some of them are kind of boring. The pirate one was kind of dumb.
Yeah, there are some dumb ones. There are some kind of lame ones. There are some, like, there are some that are way better than others. But, you know, it's they all have their own, like, unique charm and their own... unique way to go around the levels. I like that a lot of levels had different traversal things with your special different moves and stuff on each level.
Wasn't that the one where you had to change the seasons of the tree too?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, so you keep having to change like from fall, winter, summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God, it was really cool, guys. Like, it's
fucking
sweet ass level.
Yeah. But yeah,
all right,
no.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. I mean, it is, guys. I don't think it should inspire anyone to want a game, but it is a cool game.
Hey, honestly, like, I didn't play a lot of, like, because I played, like, a lot of, like, the basic Super Nintendo Mario games before that. I played, like, the Sega Rambo game before that. I played a couple of, like, the Madden game. Oh, it might not have been Madden. I don't remember
probably not
back
Madden.
Then. But, like, a Wayne Gretzky game or something.
Yeah,
like, there was
yeah.
some hockey or some football game that I played, like. There was just very limited games that I played. And then I went to a cousin's house that had this game or a friend of a friend's house or something. And their daughter had that. And, you know, you get forced as a kid to just go to another room and play with their children.
Yep.
And she brought up Banjo-Kazooie and she's like, I don't know how to play. I can't get past this thing. Can you help me? And I sat and I played and I didn't even realize I was there for as long as I was.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for like 4 or 5 hours and I helped her get all the way to the end. And I was like, I need this. And it was like all I asked for the longest time. And then when I got it, I sat and played it all the way through. And I've played it 6 or 7 times since. Like, I love it every time, besides the ending. But
because that ending is so fucking bad. I'm sure the subsequent games did a lot better. But man, that first one was fucking terrible.
For sure.
I think one of the first games I ever played, you know, it's hard because I have to go really far back and think, okay, where was I here? Where was I living? And I have a very distinct memory of going to a cousin's house. And this was a well-to-do cousin. They made a lot of money. So, they had the N64. They had all that crap. This was probably in, like, 96 or 98.
Okay.
I'm not sure when GoldenEye came out for the N64, but I'm sure it was either 96 or 97. So,
I
somewhere in
it was
there, 97, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what
that's
my first
like me at 6 years old. And I go over to my cousin's house and the N64 is locked up in the mom's room because they don't want their kids playing too much video games because they saw all the bullshit commercials back in the 90s saying, your kid
time
will
limits,
shoot
dude.
30 minutes, 4 days a week.
What? Well, it's like, remember that commercial? What commercial was it where the guy, like, he lost at a video game, so he popped the other guy in the face and then pissed on him? And he's like, do you want this to be your kid?
What the? I don't remember
that. You don't remember
that?
No. Yeah, it's just they were trying to show how shitty games were back in the day. Like, they were really trying hard.
Ever since video games came out, it was everyone was against it.
Yep. And it's just, the antisocial people like doing it. That's why.
Yep.
And the antisocial people are the most dangerous people. Like, really, they're not. But, you know, that's just what they think. So I'm playing the game and I'm like, this is a really cool thing. Cause at that point I'd never played games yet.
Yeah.
And like, I'm playing and I'm like, this is so fucking sweet. How do you get this? Like and my family was poor, so we didn't buy stuff like that. So then a year later, and that was, you know, so James Bond, like I had a special place in my heart, but it wasn't a game that I really cared for. It's just a game that started me.
True.
And a year later, my sister gets hit by a car.
Damn.
And yeah, well, she was crossing the fucking street without a turn or a cross signal. So that's her fucking fault.
Still heavy shit. Right.
And the family felt so bad because she had to go and have like a, she kept saying brain surgery. But in truth, they stapled her fucking head closed. She's a fucking liar.
Oh, she's got staples.
Yeah. Looking back on it now, I'm like, you were in the hospital for less than a day and a half. Like, there's no way you had fucking brain surgery.
Minor.
She's just full of shit. She just knew how to over-exaggerate everything. So she does that. The family felt so bad that they bought us a Sega Genesis.
I mean, okay. I mean,
right?
You love the Sega.
Yeah, I do. And this is where it starts. Like, Sonic was one of the first games that I owned. Like, I got to own this game. This was my fucking game. And I got to play that game because I owned it. And, like, it brought back cool feelings of playing GoldenEye. But, even though, you know, the Genesis was shit at that point, this is 97. So, you know, complete garbage.
Yeah.
Not up to par with the N64 or the PlayStation 1 or anything like that. It's not a Sega Saturn or the Dreamcast or anything. But, you know, it was good enough. It was good. It was fun.
True.
I had games. I got to do things. Like, and I had so much fun doing it. And I mean, that, you know, that eventually it opens you up to so many more things. At that point, you know, Cartoon Network then was a thing and they had CartoonNetwork.com.
Oh,
I started playing those games. They are the best. They're so much fucking fun.
Even the Disney Channel games. I really loved this like Rufus snowboarding game. It was the dumbest fucking shit, but
I
loved it so much.
Back in the day, I used to love this game that was on Cartoon Network. It was a dodgeball game. This is probably
I think
this is 99 or 98, maybe like, time is so weird back then because I think about it, I'm like, well, that would have been 40 years later, but clearly that's not the case. So this is probably like a year or less than a year later, we got a computer and we're just like...
Well, and there's sometimes I'm like, all right, I remember playing with this at like 6 years old. So this came out in like 98 and then people like, it came out in 84. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I
remembered
it at six. But it's just, again, we got it late. I feel like Sega really drove me over the edge. And then
that
really, really got me like way too excited about games was Pokemon.
That's fair.
Yeah. Pokemon, really. As soon as I got a Game Boy, I was like, this is all I want to do with my life.
I mean, the way I got into Pokemon was actually kind of funny. I was, I auditioned my middle school teacher in sixth grade for choir. He told me that the high school that was in our town was actually doing a musical, Les Miserables.
Yeah.
And they said that they needed a child actress or like younger actress for it. And they wanted to get middle school people
for
the younger characters. So he asked me to go audition to go do that. And I was flattered because I was like, fuck yeah. High School Musicals. That sounds amazing. This is way before High School Musical came out.
No, it wasn't.
And so I, auditioned, I got the part, I went to do Les Mis, but I was only in the musical for like 2 minutes of like a 3 hour musical or like five minutes total. Cause I came out for big ensembles and I came out for one other part with two other kids where we came out and they're like said our names and just like posed in a stand and like, yeah, we're in the French Revolution and we're kids and we're rumscallions and blah. And I was one of Gavroche's friends. Everyone who knows Les Mis knows Gavroche. He's the most famous of the little kids. He's the one who really gets all the speaking lines. All the other kids are kind of silent.
No idea.
So, but there's a lot of times I was just in the back of the dressing room while I wasn't on stage. And this guy had a Game Boy and he always just let me play it. And he had Pokemon Gold, and I wasn't allowed to play Pokemon ever, but I was like, hey, I'm away from my family. No one can stop me. I've got nothing better to do. I might as well play Pokemon Gold. And I played that game so much. There was I think one or two of the nights I forgot to go up a couple of times and missed my cues because I was too involved playing Pokemon.
I mean, like, Pokemon was that transitional thing. And of course, we got it late. Like, that it came out in 96, I want to say, I think, because the first game came out.
True.
Because I think it came out for the original Game Boy, not the Game Boy Color.
And I don't think I played it till 04.
Yeah, so.
Because I wasn't allowed to.
I don't think I touched it until 01.
Okay.
Or 2000, probably 2000. So my parents, my mom decided to buy herself a Game Boy, and she bought Monopoly and some shit games with it. Yep. She bought all these shit games.
Together.
And I asked them, like, it was my birthday, and I'm like, can we just go buy this Pokemon game, because I had played my friend's Pokemon, and I'm like, this is so fucking cool. This is like the coolest game in the world. Why don't I have this?
Yeah.
And after playing my friend's, and by the way, my friend was a piece of shit. he had a little brother, and they both had a Pokemon game. One of them had blue, one of them had red.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why the hell they didn't think about this, just to trade over a bunch of Pokemon at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they both had a Game Boy, so he had me trade, even though he could have done this by himself, he wanted to pick a different bad guy. He had me trade over Pokemon for him, the starters, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle, right? But what does that do?
Leaves you without a starter?
No. Or... if you have an existing save game.
Oh, does it erase it?
It erases the save game.
Oh.
Yep. So I erased his save game, and he had like four badges. He was fucking fine. But he was hit. The little kid was pissed, and then his brother was just blaming me, and I'm like, no, he fucking told me to do it. I didn't know how this shit worked.
That's crazy. Oh, you know what's... do you have more to this?
And then after that, after we... you know, after I played the game, I knew I wanted it. You know, it's just thing. It's like you play it a tiny bit, and you're like, I want to fucking play this game. I need to go buy this. And I begged my parents, and they went out. And, you know, back then it was like, I don't know, $8 to buy it. It's 2000, so it's four years past the prime of this game. This is before the price hike. And now you have to find it for like $60 online, and it's 50-50 whether it works or not. But back in the day, I don't even think it was $8. It was probably $4. And we went into a game store. We found it used, a Pokemon Blue used for like $4, and we played it. And it was just so much fucking fun, dude. That was the most fun you could possibly have as a kid, was getting Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Every time I got the chance to play it, I always enjoyed it.
Learning all the glitches, too, man, that is the most fun
in
the world.
I never learned a lot of those until, like, I was an adult and then went back and played a lot of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, no one knew. Everyone, I remember back in the day, they did this thing. So Mew was a big hidden thing in the game. Mew didn't exist.
I remember that. Yeah.
So Mew did not exist in the game. There was no, it was coded in, but they decided not to use it.
Yep.
And Japan decided that they would use it as a giveaway thing. So you could go to their special stores and get
traded.
That's
right.
That's why they coded it in for Japan. But the U.S. didn't want to do that because it's just money. You know, it costs money to do that shit. So you couldn't get Mew. But there was a rumor that there's a little truck. For some reason, they programmed a truck near the SSN.
Totally. Yeah.
And you could swim over there if you traded a Pokemon over that new surf.
Okay.
And skip the third gym badge. So you had to skip the third gym badge, go get the fourth gym badge. You had to trade over a Pokemon that already knew Cut, and have trade over a Pokemon that already knew Surf.
And
if you did both of those things, got the fourth or the fifth gym badge, and then went back to the SSN, you could surf over to the right side of the SSN and find a truck just sitting there. And then there was like, if you use strength on the truck, Mew's underneath the truck.
Oh,
and
I did hear about
tell
this.
You, how many hours I spent trying to figure out how to do it and then realizing it wasn't real.
Hate those ones.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's kind of like, I never did this one, but I had a friend who did it. And I know people say that and they don't mean it, but I actually do mean it because I never had a copy of Tomb Raider. But there was that glitch or like cheat code for the new cheat code or whatever. But what the developers did was they made it so you'd put in that cheat, your character would do a backflip, and then you'd blow up.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. It was the coolest and funniest story ever. a lot of people still talk about how that, like, that's one of the funniest developer secrets in a game, just like making everyone think there's going to be a new cheat, and then it people would do it and not save and then just lose a lot of progress, and it was just so funny.
That's good. I like that.
But one of the other, I think, funniest things about games for me is when you're proven wrong about a game, like when you don't want to give a game a shot and then you finally do. Like, I can't tell you how stupid and dumb I felt with how anti-Minecraft I was to start.
I know. I remember that. My buddy bought a, like, each one of our friends, Steven wasn't in the group at this moment.
Yeah.
But each one of our friends Minecraft because he said it was a cool game. It was only $5 at the time.
Yeah.
It's like the first year of Minecraft on the Xbox. And I think at that point it was out for a year on PC maybe.
Yeah.
And we're all like, this, why would you waste your money on buying us this game? And then we played like an hour and like, okay, well, maybe it was an okay buy. And then we played another hour and like, this is the best thing that we've ever fucking touched in our lives. And I'm telling Steven about it nonstop. And this motherfucker is just like, I don't want to play. It's so stupid. Fucking dumb.
It's just blocks. So why the fuck would I
Yeah, right? Like, and it's dumb because we don't realize how much fun we'll have. Yeah, I'll give you a comparable story on this. I was literally just telling a coworker because, you know, I've been playing this bowling game on the VR just to have some fun because I'm trying to get better at bowling and I'm trying to like do my hook shots now because I've got my straight shots perfect. I've got everything perfect. Nice. I need to get my hooks down. So I buy this game and I tell my coworker about it and she's like, why would you buy something you can do? I'm like, that's a really fucking stupid thing
you
to say.
You have to pay to go bowling, bitch.
Well, not just that, like, are you saying that you will never find enjoyment out of playing a game just because you can do it in real life?
Yeah, seriously, though, because, like, Wii bowling is just as fun.
Right. You
even
can
go bowling. You don't even actually move your arms. It's fucking...
Yeah, well, like, you can go out and you can buy a gun. And you can go to a mall and you can shoot a bunch of people. You can do that.
I
now,
mean,
is that...
you should never do that.
You should never
ever,
do that, but you
ever.
Can. Right?
You
so
can.
With her logic, you shouldn't play the game. You should just fucking do that. And that is so insanely stupid to say, right?
Yes.
Doesn't that sound so stupid when I say it like that?
I mean, especially when you put it that
way. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like, but that's the severity of what she's saying.
No,
like,
I
just
know.
Because you can do it in real life doesn't mean you won't get enjoyment out of doing it in a game.
Fuck you, Lawnmower Simulator and Power Simulator.
Yeah, like, they're so much fun. Like, Card Shop Simulator, so I can open up a card shop. Sure, I could take that risk. I don't want to. That's why I'm playing a fucking game doing it.
Exactly.
I'm having fun. Like, it's all these people who sit there and say, well, that looks dumb. I'm like, well, you look fucking dumb. Fuck you. Try it. If you hate it after you try it, then that's when you can fucking say you hate it.
So, you want to know the greatest and most ironic thing about me hating Minecraft so much, though, and being so anti-Minecraft before
it,
I fell in love with it with you?
You've put, like, 50 million hours in it now?
Oh, yeah, I probably have more hours than all of you.
Isn't it ironic?
Yes, but even more ironic is I could not, for the life of me, for the first, like, I think 1 or 2 years of my marriage, get my wife to play this game.
Why did she hate it so
much?
Because
of the same reasons I hated it and didn't want to play it. And she was just doing exactly what I was doing to Scott to me. And I was like, oh, this hurts so much.
Yeah,
I feel
now
Scott's
you know the pain.
Yep, now you
and
know the pain.
And then she tried it, and she did exactly what I did. Oh, this is kind of annoying. I don't even know how to do anything. How do I build this? And then I teach her how to play the game. She spends like a couple hours in it. And then all of a sudden, we're 6 hours or 8 hours into a gameplay.
I love
she's
how
like,
you
oh,
just
shit,
said
it's 8 o'clock already?
I teached her how to play the game. Is teached a word? I think it's taught.
Taught. I don't speak
I like
well.
Teach better. We should start saying
I do
teached.
Too. I teached it.
Let's start saying that shit.
I'm going to have a teach. That's going to be one of our t-shirts.
I teached them, bitch. I could see it as a bad line in a 70s like blaxploitation movie. Like, I totally see that.
So
I teach. I would totally say that. That's all. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna start saying teached. There's not a lot of other games that really like inspire, like every game subsequently after those first ones I think pushed me further and further, but I don't think they changed me so much that like
there's a lot of moments, I think, in gaming that get me more than, like, full games for me. It's, like, moments I think of are the would you kindly moment in Bioshock. That was such a big mind fuck and such, like, craziness. The boss of Far Cry 3, the do you know the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Doing
the
same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. And then just catching you and saying the same thing over and over again to just infuriate
like,
you and get in your head.
Knights of the Old Republic, for me, it's when you find out that you were Revan. You're the bad guy. Like, yep. And other, like in Skies of Arcadia, when you find out how bad the Gigas are, like how fucking dangerous they are. Like, there are moments in games where you're like, holy shit, that's fucking amazing. You just turned me on to this game.
Yeah. I mean, the first 16 minutes of The Last of Us, I did not know a game could ever get me to be emotional in any way. Like, I had never had a game before that moment that made me even think about crying. And to cry in the first 16 minutes of a video game was just so ridiculous to me. And I even got told, like, this is the most depressing beginning of a game I've ever seen by the person, my brother-in-law, David, who introduced me to the game. And it's such a big impact on our lives that we both got Ellie's tattooed on us a little differently, but we made it our own. But we both got the exact same tattoo done at the same time because of how much this game impacted us.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't trust David's opinion because he fucking likes Chappie. That movie's trash.
Hey, everyone has the right to their own opinions.
I know.
And, it's just, you know, I know, like, we all have different opinions on a lot of different things, and we should be kinder to each other on our opinions, but
No. The reason the reason it was so funny is because he was so mad at you for not liking the movie.
I know.
And that's when I'm like, he would have fucking hated me, because I'd be like, this movie was absolute trash fucking garbage. Put it in a fucking dumpster, light it on fire.
It always sucks when you really want someone to love it. And they don't, like, that always is going to hurt, no matter what it is. Yeah. I do that so much. I honestly, I have the problem that I recommend too much a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that backfires on me so much because, like, a lot of my recommendations are good, but I have so many recommendations that just hit nothing.
Well,
like,
I think
you're going to think it's absolutely hilarious and you think it's the most boring, dumb shit ever. And I'm like,
yeah. It's funny
because
you speak your opinions like with Immortality, when you're like, this is going to be a 5 out of 5 game for everyone. This is fucking insane. This is so good. And then I play
it's amazing.
I'm like, this game is really not that good.
It's that good to me.
Yeah, it's that good to you. But then you sold it so much that I get into it. I'm like, this is really shit. Why does he like it so much?
And that's the thing that sucks, because, like, there's so many things that I get so passionate about because I latch onto it for some certain reason. Like, for me, that game especially was because of how much I am a cinephile. Like, I watch movies so much. Like, in the last 2 weeks, I think I've watched 34 movies or so. Like, it's been ridiculous. I've watched 2 or 3 movies a day because of how much vacation time we've had. Like, it's been ridiculous. And it's been amazing, and I love it. And I can't even tell you the names of all the movies that I watched.
Steven's also allergic to The Outside, guys, just so you know.
I was also, my wife was
allergic.
Sick for 3 days, and I was
He's
sick
allergic.
For 4 days, and
He's
we
allergic.
Were on vacation.
He's full of shit. He's allergic.
No, I go outside. I walk the dog.
I have a dog.
And I go to work 5 days a week.
Says all these things.
And I go out
no proof.
Grocery shopping on the weekend, and sometimes
to
card shops.
He keeps saying these things, but there's no proof.
You want me to start taking videos of it?
Just watch you look. This is me outside. Steven, that's your green screen. Shut up.
It's just a filter. Right.
I think that's going to be it for our little long-winded chat today, guys. That was a lot of fun for us. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll have a regular episode next week. It's going to be Spider-Man Miles Morales for the PlayStation 4 and or 5, whatever you want to play it on, I guess, at that point.
And I think it is on PC now, too, maybe?
Is it on PC?
I think all of them are. Spider-Man 2, I think, is getting released on PC next month.
I've heard some, like, crazy shit that the PC versions are all really bad. So
a lot of the PlayStation PC ports have been bad from a lot of first reviews. Some of them have gotten better. I know, like, The Last of Us got better after time, after a few different updates.
It's just that they don't port it well, I think.
They don't
program it well to port, so you're still using, like, the PlayStation... It's just like
the
I'm
originals
playing
Dragon
are
always
Age.
Gonna be better than ports.
Yeah, like I'm playing Dragon Age right now on the PC.
Yeah.
So I was playing it on Xbox. And I'm like, fuck the achievements. I want to play the DLC, and I don't have any of the DLC on Xbox.
Oh, fair.
But I have it all on the PC. So I decided to switch, and I'm like, the game is such shit on the PC.
Oh, that sucks.
So they maxed it out at I want to say it's 2. So the graphics card can only take 2 gigabytes.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay.
Okay, so, and that's not a lot.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, it's 1. So because of that, your graphics card tries to push the game to like its high resolution status because they think high means, high means high, just be high.
Yeah.
But instead, it crashes the game really hard. So I had to download like an entire fucking
mod to increase it.
Yeah. But that's just the original version like works so well because the Xbox 360 had a very low power. So of course they did it. So it only had one. But
I do hate that about a lot of the newer features of upscaling and everything, like just crash old games.
Just it fucks the old games so hard. It's like playing ROMs is really hard right now because a lot of the old games.
Yeah.
But some people are doing really good with the ROMs and adding options to increase the FPS of the ROM, which is nice. So you could play a ROM at 60 FPS instead of the 15 that it was originally intended.
Yes. To all the people out there that are preserving games and doing all they can to make sure we can all play all games all the time. You guys are amazing. You're the heroes of the gaming industry. We love you so much and we wish we could support you in any way we can.
Yeah. By telling you here that we support you, but don't ask us for money.
Because video games are expensive and all of our other hobbies are expensive and we're poor little bitches.
If we ever get the podcast big, I'd love to be able to donate to you guys.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Well, that was great. That was fun. We will catch you next week with Miles Morales, guys.
And tell us your frustrations and your loves in the comments.
Yep. And hope you all had a happy holidays. If you want to tell us that in the comments or just email us, soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Go for it. We are ready to receive your messages.
We want them, please.
We want them now.
Yes. Well, we love you. Bye.
Bye.